This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the distortions in America's political process caused by special interests throwing around big money during campaigns and beyond. Nick Penniman is executive director of a nonpartisan nonprofit called Issue One, where the big issue is keeping money from influencing politics and policy. I wanted to get his early read on where this is going with Donald Trump, who promised to drain the swamp of special interest influence, moving into the White House 5 weeks from Friday. Mr. Penniman, good morning.
Good morning, David.
As the Trump transition team comes together, how do you rate his chances now of draining the swamp in Washington, as he promised?
Well, it's not looking good. The president and the inauguration committee are trying to raise $75 million right now to pay for the inauguration. And an invitation was leaked the other day that showed what you could get for the amounts that you give. And so, for instance, if you give $1 million to the inauguration, you get a candlelight dinner, which will include the president, a private dinner with the vice president and his wife, and direct access to cabinet members.
But the Trump team is still talking about, for instance, term limits on legislators. There are the lobbying curbs to ban people from working as lobbyists for, I think, 5 years after they leave his administration.
Yeah, there are a couple little things, but unfortunately that's, it's window dressing. First of all, they're not going to get term limits done. And then, you know, extending the revolving door for cabinet members doesn't really get you very far. Listen, the political money is all about the giving and the access that that giving engenders and the distortion of policy that results from that access. So the giving is going on just as profusely as it was going on a year ago. And that's what you got to keep your eye on.
Are you throwing in the towel on this? I mean, we don't know yet if it'll turn out to be a revolutionary time in Washington. Will established money interests preserve the status quo? Are there any ways that progressives and the Trump team can work together to fix some of what you think is wrong?
Well, listen, there was a mandate in this election to drain the swamp. And I will say on the hopeful side that we are having just as many robust and exciting conversations with Republicans right now as we are with Democrats. The question is whether or not this incoming president will truly try to drain the swamp or not. If it seems like he will truly and not just do window dressing and little reforms, then I think that he will find that there is a bipartisan coalition in the waiting for him.
Nick Penniman runs a nonpartisan organization called Issue One. His book from earlier this year is called Nation on the Take, How Big Money Corrupts Our Democracy and What We Can Do About It. Mr. Penniman, thank you.
Thank you, David.